Hello, everyone. How does my sound?
Your sound good.
Great. I'm going to come back in as a moderator. Give me one second.
We heard from Derek from British Columbia that he was asking what this room is about, and I thought maybe he's gonna come, and maybe we should wait for everybody for a couple of minutes before we go to the Super IM.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. Let's wait for about 3 or 4 more minutes.
Sure, sounds good.
While we're waiting, everyone, think back over the last few weeks and think of any questions you might have had over this time or anything you were thinking about discussing, and try to remember. And if you have anything, then save it to bring up, because that's what this meeting is for. So.
Of course, Hosanna's work schedule has changed. Therefore, he's going to be at work. That's why he's not here. I don't know how he's going to be moderating here if he's not going to be able to come.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Definitely.
I guess 5 minutes.
Here's maybe a suggestion. Maybe at some time we could reevaluate whether Friday night is the best night for these member meetings. Maybe another day would be better for the people in Canada or other people too.
Good question. There's a question on the floor. If anybody wants to take on that and discuss it.
I was thinking maybe we could send an email to people and ask for their feedback on if it's the best time for them and see what the consensus is at the end.
Good suggestion, yeah.
How about if you put it?
Well, since I suggested it, I would offer to, and I don't know if you want me to do this, but I would offer to send the email. I would need the list of who to send it to.
Yeah, I was going to suggest probably we can put it in the news brief and ask people to send their feedback to the mission. Or if you want to help, you can write the text for it, what to ask them. Just send it to the mission. We can use that text
There we go.
Kiyosha remembers that we usually say that if you suggest something that you should take it on. That was cute.
Well, probably we can go to Super IM, huh? If you guys want to.
All right, I was going to wait one more minute, but sure. Sounds sure. Like this is it.
Sure.
I will open it up.
Okay, if you want to wait. If you want to wait, that's okay. Go ahead.
I don't think one more minute's going to make much of a difference. This looks like to be the mom member for the mom members for this week.
Okay. Still, just a static mandala.
Is it because of your new computer? I heard you got a new computer.
He has a new computer?
Oh. Just, that's too bad, huh? Brad, can you hear me? I can hear all of them.
Yeah, we can hear you. Maybe we should not send the audio of the meetings out. Maybe the people think they're going to listen to it anyway. Why should
oh,
come?
There it is.
Does anybody can hear us?
Yes, the sound is good. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So what and do you who are we missing here?
Around 200 more people that are in our list.
Maybe 2 million more people. At least 140,000.
143,900.
That's it. That's the number.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think my sound is through now too, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds good, Anandama. Yeah.
Okay. Finally.
I guess Kiyosha needs to be invited back. There she is. And then, yeah.
There we go. Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So, welcome to the Mom Member Meeting. I hope everyone's doing well. How's the last few weeks been for everybody?
Good.
Anyone else? anything to report?
That is member meeting, that's why I stay mostly quiet. Just let the members interact.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're still working on the transcripts, the last transcripts of the satsangs, and there's probably 49 left to go. That's all. Where we read and correct and then post the transcripts. So there's 49 yet to read.
How many are there altogether?
I counted them one time, but I didn't include this new bunch. Mm. So I'm thinking over 200, but I'm not positive about that.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Yeah. That's a great project to complete, yeah. And of course, the mission has also started transferring Tho to a new program that's going to make it extremely professional, which is exciting.
And Isaac is doing it?
Isaac is...
God is doing it.
God is doing it.
Hey,
hey, how about
that's
that?
That's great.
Yep.
And
it's
is
happening
this a
as always.
You're not
sorry,
doing
is this
great.
A program...
Go ahead.
So in InDesign, can you take the material on a CD and like just take it to a publishing company and they can just print off of that?
Yeah, exactly. It's made to transfer to a PDF, and PDF cannot be tampered with, so you can just put it on a CD and give it to them and they can't change it. It's not possible. It's great.
Hmm. And the format is exactly the same?
That's right.
Change?
That's what's so amazing about PDF is that they can't change the format. Once you have it, it
wow.
stays perfect.
It's great. It's great.
If you like it, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we won't need the scribes like the Jewish religion has with the scrolls. Over and check to make sure they're perfect.
That's kind of what we are. That's kind of what we've been over the past, you know. Yeah. Maitreya, you know, and us helping, trying to.
Actually, we did have a discussion on the round table about put it on a scroll. And Hosanna came up with the idea and the places they can put it on the scroll, but the conclusion was the expense is going to be very high, prohibited.
Isn't it always usually that?
Well, that segues nicely into the topic that I had prepared. But before I get started, I wanted to ask, you know, I asked everyone to think about anything that they had, any questions or you know, anything they wanted to discuss. So I'll let go of the mic, and if anyone has anything, go right ahead. And if not, oh, great, Kyosha has something. Go right ahead, please.
Salome, is my sound, I think it's coming through now. It looks like
yes.
It is. I feel so inexperienced with this. And I was going to say, regarding what y'all were saying about the scroll, is I always picture the Akashic Records as being like this great scroll in the sky. That's an aside from what I wanted to share. What I want to share with everybody is that I have been working with a lady named Mary that for some reason it felt like God kept putting her in front of my face, and I kept running into her places. She works for Yellow Book, and they do the Yellow Book phone books, which are in lots and lots of places across the United States, and they also do yellowbook.com. Well, I had been wanting to put out the message of the mission somehow. Am I still coming through okay? Yeah, good sound,
good.
It looks like.
Good.
Okay. And anyways, I got real excited last Friday. We were working on something for the mission to put on yellowbook.com, and Ananda Ma got a real excited phone call from us. And she is in the process of writing a big email to the mission with what we want to put in the Yellow Book, and it will be available to anybody on anywhere on the internet can go to it. The only thing is, I cannot, in order to put it for the whole United States, like to be able to go into the Yellow Book, and if you look under churches, that's where it will be, because that's where the religious stuff is in Yellow Book, although there's different topics, and so the topics, the subtopics fit the mission a little bit better than the topic of church. But anyways, in order to put it through the whole United States, it costs like $2,000 a month, but to put it in this area, so like for instance, let's say Isaac wanted to look up churches in the Asheville area, and he went to look it up, and then Mission of Maitreya would pop up, so you'd have a link to that. So anybody that is looking up the Asheville area from anywhere on the internet in the world could potentially bring up the mission through looking through this area. Now that's it's a lot more reasonably priced on a monthly basis. So I just wanted to share that that's in process.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, right? Yeah, that's amazing. That's just getting the... Yeah, thanks God. Thanks God letting us do these things, get the mission out. That's great.
Well, and also it'll track how many people actually connect to the website. Once it starts, it takes 30 days, and, you know, we need to get the approval from the mission in Maitreya and everything before it actually is finalized and goes on the internet. But it will track how many people, so we can see. You have to do a contract for a year so we can see if it turns out to be worth it, you know, at the end of the year. For me, it's definitely worth a try. They had a special going, so went for it.
Great. Maybe Asheville will become the second center.
Wouldn't that be neat?
It's always good to advertise for the mission.
Great. Yeah. That also actually sort of fits in with what I wanted to talk about. But again, is anyone else? Feel free to step in, please. I'll wait for a moment if anyone else has anything, you know, wonderful like that to report or anything to discuss. Please go ahead.
I had some thoughts or a question on kind of the intersection between prophecy and free will and urges to do things, such as like in Iran, Dimijad, I heard somebody call him a madman the other day because he was expecting the Messiah and the apocalypse, but which makes us all a little bit off our rockers, I guess. But kind of the intersection of somebody like that, or somebody like Hitler, or somebody who's actually what we would call, you know, doing bad or doing evil, but in some ways they are, a part of all the things that happen that lead up to a fulfillment of prophecies. So I was just wondering how that works as far as, can it be possible that somebody like that would have... like we have an intuition to do things, and he may have an intuition to do things or think that God's driving him to do things even though they're the wrong things, because they are part of everything that has to happen before, you know, so that the prophecies can come true. So I was just wondering if somebody like that is in an odd way, you know, also being steered or has that drive to do something, even though we would think it would be doing something wrong, but it's actually just doing something that's fitting in with what's going to happen.
You know, I remember a Sat song where Maitreya talked about just that. I don't remember too much about it, but I remember he talked about Hitler specifically, and how just exactly that, that while Hitler did many bad things, it was, you know, it was part of the plan and it was meant to be, based on you know, that, you know, I believe, you know, because of the way the Jews had turned away from God again. Yeah, and also for other reasons. Is that correct, Maitreya?
Yeah, that's the question for everybody in the room. That's why I'm not jumping in. You know, I want the discussion goes on and everybody come in and talk about it. Of course, of course you're right.
Mm-hmm. I never really understood, though, what that means for a soul, you know, for Hitler's soul. Like, does that mean that he had extraordinary karma beforehand and God used that, or did it just mean that he, you know, he was creating karma and God used it to his advantage, or something completely different and more subtle that I don't understand, that I never grasp.
All these questions are for the whole room. Everybody jump in and answer the questions. There are two questions on the floor, one from Brad and one from Isaac.
That, I think Isaac's kind of paralleling me as far as that is what I'm thinking about, is that drive and that what we would call the free will, mm-hmm. of somebody like that who's doing a huge, you know, a huge involvement in the world, even though we would call it a bad thing, but are we judging it that way, or just judging on the karma that's already kind of flowing and it's going to happen with or without that person? That just happens to be how it, you know, how it shapes up.
Anybody wants to tackle the question? Go ahead.
Anyone? We need help.
Yes, you guys are the member of the mission of Maitreya. Mom, that's your room.
Well, I do remember from the satsang talking about that the Jews created great karma earlier in history that had to be purified. So in that way, Hitler was working as an instrument. I'm not real sure, though, how that exactly affects him. And also remember in a satsang, Maitreya saying that these things are so complicated and can be seen from so many angles.
Good answer. Very good answer. I guess you guys want me to answer that, huh? Come on, try. Anybody? Try.
Well, could it be the along those lines, in the way that it has to happen or it's going to happen, kind of like when somebody hasn't seen a baseball game and they say, well, why do you have to run the first? And after you get a hit, they say, well, you have to. And that's just what you have to do. So maybe that when we're talking about the collective karma, and then maybe the devil's in the details, as far as the exact details of it would be very complicated, but the overall karmas and the overall foreseeing of how this world's going to go about, and that's where the prophecies come in, where there, God knows, you know, what's going to happen as far as the big picture, and then we fit ourselves into that sometimes. Maybe unknowingly on somebody like Hitler, who's kind of like, you know, they're already going along those lines, and then there's so much karma there, he gets caught up in it, and then just becomes kind of going along for the ride on it.
Okay, that's good. explanation. Anyone else?
Haven't we often thought about Judas, who betrayed Christ, mm-hmm. and what kind of karma did he make? And it had to happen. He had to betray Christ in order for Christ to be crucified. And then we learn about the third seal and about sacrifice. So you just wonder if it kind of coincided, his karma and his ability to choose. And related to also God's plan, I've heard Maitreya say many times that knowingly or unknowingly, everyone works for God's plan.
Is my sound coming through?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What I'm hearing here is, it doesn't sound like we want to know about Hitler or anybody in the past, but what we really want to know about is our friend taking office there in Iran right now today. And I personally wouldn't have any answer for that. I think, for me, the only one who can answer it is Maitreya. So
who are our friend?
What's his name? I don't know.
Ahmadinejad.
That's the guy.
Yeah, that is.
I've heard some people call him Ahmed Jihad.
Ahmed Jihad.
Oh, golly.
Well,
if they...
Go ahead.
No, that's
okay. No. Go ahead, Sarajee. Go.
I was just going to say, if they only knew what the real meaning of jihad is.
Mm-hmm.
There's a feedback from somebody.
It's Barat. I think he has an external microphone.
I think everyone should just... make the habit of putting it on push to talk, because it's always going to come through at some point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure.
I liked what Sarah G was saying, because thinking about each of our lives, we have things that we go through and we create karma. But as we also create that karma, God gives us the opportunity to learn from that experience. And I wonder, at the same time that Hitler was fulfilling God's plan by allowing the Jews to dispel that karma or purify that karma, just like we are in our lives, as we learn our lessons, we may create some incredible karma or do things, like I can think, of things that I wish I had never done that may have been hurtful to the mission. And I, God knows, I hope that never happens again. But I truly learned, I believe, from those experiences.
If you learn, then you're forgiven. That's God's way. That's all he wants us to learn our lessons. When we learn, we are free. And harder than you are being forgiven with God is you forgive yourself.
Isn't that incredible what Maitreya teaches about the karma? And it's so different than what, Hinduism teaches. My understanding in Hinduism, if you have karma, you have to pay for it no matter what. And it will be with you for lifetimes until you pay for it. And what Maitreya teaches is that if you learn the lesson, the karma dissipates, the karma is gone. I remember one time explaining this to a Hindu patient, and they were just astonished that, oh my golly, you mean my karma is going to go?
And you see the same thing in Catholicism, with sin, that you're born with it and you live with it forever. Or... some branches of Christianity where they flay themselves to get rid of sin. It's also much darker, They paint such a dark picture.
I remember going to Catholicism in the Catholic Church when I was a kid, and what the nuns would teach you is that your soul is a milk bottle, and every time you sin, you get more black in your milk bottle, and pretty soon your whole milk bottle is all black. And if you do a mortal sin, then immediately your whole milk bottle is totally black. And a mortal sin included not going to church once on Sunday. And kind of scared me. I mean, it didn't make me feel like I really wanted to progress. It made me feel very fearful.
The more fear they can put fear in your heart, the easier to control you. That is what they want. They want control. They don't want to teach you God. And probably that's one of the reasons a lot of people are not here, because they're not afraid of us. My teaching doesn't put fear in their hearts. But going to back to Brad's question, really, we really don't know what happened in that election in Iran. The ruling party is saying that it was fair and square, and there was no rigging of the election. However, did not act in a way of the ensuring everyone that it wasn't. You know, if I was head of Iran, you know, I would have completely opened the boxes, and if there is nothing wrong with them, and make them very transparent to everybody that the votes were cast correctly, there was not much of a difference or problem in it, and I would count it with a very open way that people could come and say yes, election, the votes are really counted correctly, and then after that everybody says, well, these people are not trying to pull anything on people's eye. But the way they are doing it and resisting to go back, and just like the way the election in Florida happened between Bush and what was his name, the other person. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. And him...
Al Gore.
And they opened the boxes. Everybody went. They brought new volunteer and looked at the shed, one hanging, one not hanging. But at the same time, at the end, everybody saw that they are trying at least to not to, still even here, there was a lot of, you know, rumors that they didn't let some color people to vote, or there was discrepancy and problems in the voting, and therefore some people didn't want to accept the result, and eventually they didn't, and there was a bickering and going back and forth, and eventually the Supreme Court have to step in and say, no, that's it. We did it this way, and that everybody just backed off. Not everybody accepted, but eventually they backed off from the situation. But at least they were more transparent. They brought it out. They said, okay, let's everybody look at everything. That's what they're not doing there. That is what put the suspicious on the government, that they're not open, they're not transparent, they're not willing to say, okay, public, come here, we share with you what we have and experience, and therefore there's this suspicion is going to and hang on them. Now they're saying, no, you cannot continue with this, you know, protest and all that, therefore they have a problem, even if what they're saying is the truth. You know, if you are saying the truth, if you're acting such a way, nobody can suspect that you're doing something wrong. Therefore, you can be very open and put everything on the table. Say, look, come everybody, look at it. So therefore, we can see they have a problem of, maybe even they don't know it. Don't be the listener. One of the problem with them is they're emotional instead of logical sometimes. They might not be guilty, but they act like they really are guilty. So we still don't know really what is the process happened in that election. But at the same time, I can see a possibility of the historical experience that, you know, Middle East and especially Persians had, that they are very afraid of the interference of the Western, you know, countries into their system. And when they saw, you know, Musavi came and they probably believe he is supported with the West, and that they tried not to let him, you know, get elected. So it's, again, it goes with so many ways of looking at it and putting yourself in a different places. The ultimate truth is when all humanity realize they're children of the same God and put the politics and interference and ungodliness out and bring the God way, which is oneness of the humanity under one God, and then create an environment that everybody is supported. Before that, there is so much suspicious and fears and desires. Who knows, maybe another one is, you know, Ahmadinejad is very amenable to the, you know, supreme leader, and he can work with him easily, and he listens whatever supreme leader says, and Mousavi probably wouldn't, and he doesn't want him to become president. That's another possibility. So we really don't know what happened unless they would have put everything out and everybody would say what happened. Of course, now they are going to be, you know, accused of being dictators, and they're part of democracy or Republican. It's not going to work as well as it worked before. That's one thing about the Paraviparas, is they're not going to create an environment that there is any suspicion of anybody doing wrong thing that they're trying to cover up and all that. So that is the way. But if Ahmadinejad is God's will to create a problem on earth like Hitler, I'm not sure about that is completely to be correct way of looking at the things. You know, it's and as you said, he believes in, you know, Holocaust, and I mean, a lot of problem gonna come, and not Holocaust, the tribulation and all that, then we are all in the mission are hokies, or what we're saying is not correct, and we are also crazy like him. But are we? As we say, since we sent that letter to humanity, see what happened to the earth. You know, the economy is in shambles. The relationship between humans are, you know, in a huge problem. And really, the whole human relationship is going down the drain, and it's going to get worse and worse. And how Hitler was used to create that kind of environment, you know, was he was angel or devil, you know, only God knows. But he probably, as he needs somebody to come and create a new religion and bring a revelation to humanity, he needs a person to carry on some of his work that has to be done in way that Hitler did. And is he evil? Was Judith evil? Or he was just doing the will of God? Since the act is evil, you can conclude that not a pure and godly person is used. There was a person that had the tendency of ego, and usually the dictators and the people who do not bring in public to a process of managing themselves and teaching them why they have to follow God's way, instead of forcing on them, there has to be some ego and self-centeredness. Probably Hitler was very egoistical and felt very powerful by doing the things he did. One thing for sure, he wasn't a pure, complete, pure, connected to the purity of God. That's why he could do the things he did. But at the same time, maybe he was just doing the will of God. You know, if that's the truth, then he wasn't really evil. Was Judith evil? So that's a very hard question to answer unless you look at it two different angles. If you are with Christ or you are with the Jews, then he was evil. But if Hitler or Judah was doing the will of God, then how can he be evil? Do you see how it depends what angle you're looking at. If Hitler was completely doing the will of God, then he cannot be evil, because it has been said in the scriptures that Jewish people are going to be punished for what they did and killed the prophets and did not accept the messiahs and the teaching of God. And God told them 2,000 years ago that the scepter will be taken away from you and given to another nations, and still they insist they are the chosen people. Actually, that is their last chance that has been given to them to repent and accept God's will for them. It's a chance for everybody, not them. And at the same time, if there was a good Jew, he wouldn't go to the chamber of Hitler. Probably the people who went to the chamber, they had a very, very heavy karma. Who knows? Maybe Genghis Khan, or there are a lot of people that did a lot of bad thing in previous lifetime without following the will of God, were the people that Hitler put them to experience the fear and the things that they went through. So when you believe in reincarnation, the explanation of each situation become very complicated. But if a person gains the power and ability to do something that God already said is going to happen, therefore you can conclude they were doing the will of God. I hope that answers your question. Or maybe it created more questions, huh?
It answered my question.
Okay, for a while I thought there's nobody there.
It seems to me like reincarnation makes things complicated, but it also makes things incredibly simple, you know, because there's such a poignant justice with it. I don't know, it's just very right.
You know, there was something else about the Iranian election that I thought stood out, and that was that right after the election, I guess after the polls closed, they immediately called the election for Ahmadinejad, and a lot of people said, how is that possible that millions and millions of paper ballots could be counted so quickly? It just doesn't sound right. And then you go back to, again, like Bush and Gore and how those ballots were messed up. But in the system that Maitreji has promoted and has presented to humanity, that's not going to happen. You're not going to have thousands and millions of paper ballots that you have to count. It's a group of 12, and there'll never be a dispute about who has emerged from the 12.
And it also solved the problem they have now in Iran, because even if you're elected, you're not going to be able to be head of any group right away, but you have to wait for the second election to be accepted and elected in order to come to the group, and they consider you to become head of the any body. So that problem of they're afraid suddenly a group come and change things so fast that they are not ready for it, it is not going to happen in our system, because there are ways to stop sudden change, but gradual change are welcomed.
At the consciousness gets higher and the egos are lessened, then all these problems should dwindle, because all these things, all this politics just comes out of ego.
Well, that's the truth. God, ego is running the earth at this time, and that is why it's so hard to really understand or know who is saying the truth, who isn't. I'm sure people who are in power in Iran they don't want to lose it. They do anything to sustain power, and the people who are in power in other nations or places, they want the same thing. You know, power is very enticing for the ego. Ego feels great when it understand itself to be powerful and in the head, and people jump when they say something, it makes them feel good. So, but that in our system, that is not the way, because as you said, as ego dies, the leaders are going to be connected to God, and more, they're going to explain to people why it is better for them to follow God's way, because God created this whole universe for everybody to go back to God. Therefore, we do all these things to accelerate our progress toward going God. And therefore, you know, that is why you want to do it. Not we are going to have some people lashing you, lashing women on the leg to make them put the chador on. If they are not going to put the chador on and enforce them, they're going to do whatever they want. You know, when nobody is around and looking, and there is nobody is around, if they are not connected to God. But if they are connected to God, they have that purity within themselves, and therefore they know they should not do what God said they should not do. It's not only a woman, it's also about men that have to have that connection. So explaining God and making people do because they want to do is much better to force them.
I think the singleness of purpose is going to make a huge difference if we go from our current government, which is like standing in front of a steamroller, but we got people driving towards socialism and people who still want the greediest part of capitalism. But if we switched over to a world who was looking at the highest cause and bringing everybody to God, then that would change so much. It would just, like any kind of project, if you have a goal and you're reaching it and everybody agrees on that goal, and right now we're in so many different directions.
That's why we are here.
I like the sounds. Any follow-up to that?
Well, I'm going to ask Brad, do you know about the circular movement in our teachings? Or cyclical movement?
Yes.
Okay. In this time that the business era is going finished, it is time to start breaking down the dinosaurs to the smaller pieces and give the majority ability to, you know, progress and start innovating encourage their creativity. But what they are doing now, they are even putting more money and energy into the giants that has already have done their purpose and are finished. So if they understand our system, they would have followed and ease up the process for the next step, which is the distribution of the wealth to the majority, and therefore the majority start using that, as the United States was when the first people came here. There was so much resources, there was so much equity, there was so much creativity that made such an amazing nation here. Of course, that was the will of God, because he put it in the side to this would happen. But it is possible to do that again. And if you do it in the scale, world scale, see how much creative energy would be, have been released. But now it is going to be even worse. After they came out of this period, they're going to realize giants are bigger and the people have less rights. And I hope you eventually don't end up where Iranians are. So our system have already given the, you know, the way to solve all this problem. But how many people are there are really listening? They're not.
You can see, I watch sometimes the things on Discovery Channel and such that show these technologies of the building of the huge bridges or the skyscrapers or the highway systems, all these different things that, like you say, I think we're at that point where we have the ability to do it, but we still, the goal on a lot of these things is still the greed. Mm-hmm. But I often have conversations with people who are pessimists about the future, and I say, well, when we get on the other side of this, we're going to have such tools, and if we started moving in the same direction with the kind of tools we had, that I think that we can help a lot of people in the world and make a huge difference in the progress.
Yeah, what tools are you referring to?
I mean just in the general of the, you know, providing everybody with psychological and you know the physical needs that we have, such engineering abilities that we should be able to go to anywhere in the world and help people to help themselves and start that bottom line that we're talking about, where no one really should be suffering, and when our kind of abilities, if you just watch a show on how they make hundreds of thousands of French fries a day or something, I'm thinking, how can there be any hungry people in the world when we have such abilities to grow and manufacture and distribute food? So it's things like that. I think that we have the, we have that kind of technological abilities that once we go with a spiritual goal, that we can blend those two together.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the tool that we can go from one cycle to another, and how we can, you know, ease up every cycle to go to other one. Therefore, this thing never gonna happen anymore, because Paravipra already know when the next cycle is coming, and they can take us to the next step. And also, what you say is the truth. We can use the technology that we have to improve human life. And even if we reach to a space, we completely can wipe out the unemployment, because we can employ millions and billions for that purpose, because they're going to need to reach out and make ships and send out and conquer other planets and establish, territories and settlements up there and create and use the even more advanced technology to be able to live in the places that might not be as livable on Earth, and make it livable. So it's a huge industry and leap for human, and eventually everybody have a job, at least most of them.
So, we went from, you know, Hitler to Ahmadinejad to space. I'd say that's a good discussion.
That's usually happen in our session. Even in Satsang, we had that kind of a going from one topic completely to something different.
Well, if anyone has any final thoughts on this, feel free to share them. We're about 3 minutes from the end of our scheduled time, so any last minute, any last thoughts, anything else to discuss? We can continue on, of course, if someone else has a topic.
I just wanted to mention, I think that the picture that Mandala has is really beautiful. It's a candle with the greatest sign on there and the light. That's just gorgeous.
Yeah, I always wonder how did he put the greatest sign on that candle? And what is those three lights symbolize? Your question.
Maybe father, mother, and the son?
I think you're right. There are three gunas, he says. God, can be the father. That's it. Okay. Well, I have a question. Should we send the audio of the meeting to everyone? Or just send it to those who participate. Because people are not coming that day because they think they received the audio anyway. What the heck was that? That, okay. Any ideas? Oh, okay, don't worry about it. I'll make that decision. Actually, probably Roundtable is going to make that decision.
But if anyone has an opinion.
Yeah, does anybody have an opinion?
I guess not.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I kind of wish everybody could hear this one. Maybe in the future that would be a good idea, but this was so good, and it was information that would be useful to the whole world.
Ma, you say that for every time we are together in a group.
She's laughing.
I know. We cannot hear her, though. Yeah.
I also think a lot of this will be historical. All the audios will be very historical and used in the future, so to have them available on the website I think is great, and people will probably listen to these over and over again maybe 100 years from now.
Yeah, another thing about that Iranian election, you know, they accuse that the West is interfering with that election. If they're accusing, they should show the evidence. They should bring evidence here and here and here is the evidence. That is what we are saying, the truth. Just accusing of someone doesn't mean they are doing what they're accused of. So Iranian government have a lot to prove if they really want to people who believe them. They should say, here it is. That is the evidence. We find this tape. We find this video, audio, you know, that is being, not they created and show it, but be truthful about it. They can just say and accuse people and then not count the thing and then, you know, want everybody to believe in them and therefore, you know, that they are being suspected for rigging the election. So they're not doing what they are supposed to do. So that's why nobody knows really what happened. I'm done. Sound like a good idea, Mandalam. We probably keep him and have him available, but not send it out.
If anyone has anything else to say, speak it now. If not, then this was a wonderful session, and thanks God. And I guess we can stop here.
Salam, everyone. See you next month.
Salam, everyone.
Salam.